Guys, welcome to the Personal Growth Podcast. As always, it is a pleasure to be doing this podcast with you guys. And in this episode, I wanted to talk about why every one of you should be lifting weights. Now, if I was to reflect on my personal journey, lifting weights ultimately was the pathway to changing my life. And because it's had such an impact on my life, I can hand on heart 110% vouch for every single point that I'm about to make in this podcast. This is going to be a nice and short episode, but it's going to give you 8 reasons why you should be lifting weights. And if this doesn't convince you to lift weights, whether you're inconsistent or whether you're not even lifting weights at the moment, hopefully this can open your eyes to the miraculous impact that lifting weights has on your life. So number one, firstly, weight training will make you feel strong and fit. And the deeper thing behind that as well, that feeling of strength and being more powerful will give you that lifting confidence that you might have never tapped into if you hadn't lifted weights. So just remember that. Always, what is on the other side? What are the benefits on the other side? And that's when you weigh up, okay, if you're kind of sitting on the fence of going to the gym or trying to be consistent with it, you got to think to yourself, right, okay, what are the pros of going to the gym or lifting weights? And what are the drawbacks? And then weighing up the pros and the cons. And what you might find when it comes to the cons, it might just be a reflection on your attitude. Let me give you an example. A potential con when it comes to going to the gym is because it takes a lot of effort. Okay, you might reflect on that. Making or taking a lot of effort, is that signaling that you're just showing a lazy attitude towards your health? Now, if you ask a lot of people, a lazy attitude towards one's health is not an attractive quality, whether that's how you view yourself or how other people view you. That is how the world is. People will take you more seriously in a room if they see you're in shape. Not saying maybe when you leave the room, but on that first judgment. We live in a very superficial world. And people subconsciously judge you based on if you're in shape or not. That is part of how the world works. Not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong. I'm just stating what is out there. Okay, so number two, weight training will help you burn more fat. So when you build solid muscle mass and when you have a good diet to complement it, it's the best way to get rid of those love handles. Especially you guys out there, love handles is the last place that you lose body fat. It's the most stubborn area of your body where that fat doesn't want to come off. So when you start to build more muscle mass, over time, you will burn more energy naturally to keep your muscles in that state. So in order for them to be kept at that state, when you feed it with the sufficient amount of protein, hence the adequate diet, you over time will burn more fat. Number three, weight training increases your energy tenfold. The feeling of getting under a bar and lifting things that you never thought you would have possibly lifted, whether that's a squat or a deadlift or a bench press or a barbell row, or even later down the line when you get to things like pull-ups, that level of energy stays with you. And it becomes a drug. That's why people get so hooked on their gym routine, because the level of energy their routine gives them is unparalleled. And once you go there, you can never go back, because the reduced levels of energy when you go back honestly feels so detrimental to your quality of life. You feel like you really need to pick yourself out of almost a really kind of negative space. That is the power of the energy you get from lifting weights. Another point on that as well, lifting weights generates more oxygen around your body. And what can you not last more than 3 minutes without? Not food, not water, oxygen. Oxygen is your greatest source of energy. So once you lift more weights on a consistent basis, you will be generating more oxygen around your body, and that will be giving you better emotional states with your raised energy levels. Okay, guys, number four. And this is probably one of the most important ones. Weight training will teach you discipline and hard work. Those times when you can't be asked to go to the gym and you go anyway. Those times when you said you were going to go and see your friends, but actually you're realizing the gym would be a better option for me right now if my mental health isn't great. How do I manage my mental health better? Going to the gym, taking that time for yourself, setting those healthy boundaries. Because especially with today's society, Gen Z, not only Gen Z, a lot of, you know, generations in the 20s, early 20s, soft. Must admit, there is a soft generation. I think it's good in the sense of we're a lot more in tune with our emotion and our mental health, and that is absolutely fantastic. But with technology, everyone expects everything so soon, so instantly, quick results. Good things don't happen quickly. Good things take time. And with that, you instill discipline to be disciplined in working for the long run, not the short term. It allows you to focus on seeing ahead, looking into the future, and not just wanting everything here and now. That is the power of weight training. As we know, weight training makes you healthier. But also, you will notice when you start weight training or when you're really consistent with your routine, you will notice you get fewer colds, things like flu or other sicknesses. Your immune system will go up and up and up. Especially when you eat the right foods, you're getting a lot more healthy range of vitamins and minerals into your body. You create a small solid foundation to fight off all those little things that might have knocked you out for 24 to 48 hours. Number six, weight training seriously improves your posture. In the age of sitting at a desk, living a sedentary lifestyle, many of you will sit down for a long period of time. We are not made to sit at a desk for 6 to 7 hours a day. That is not what we are made for. And what happens is when you sit at a desk for that period of time, consistently, your body will start taking those positions as normal. And that's why there's lower back problems left, right, and center in society. Because people's posture is so buggered from sitting down the whole time. And they're not focusing on supporting their body and their movement through their weight training. Their lower back goes and they start to get neck problems, they start to get shoulder pain, and this all comes from not lifting weights and not moving your body enough. So weight training seriously improves your posture. You'll notice you'll start to stand taller, which means when you walk in a room, you'll be more confident. People will see you as more confident just on by how you hold yourself with your posture. Even if you might not feel confident going to a room, but when you stand tall, chest up, shoulders back, you will become more confident just by your posture. And that is the power of what weightlifting gives you. Number seven, so two more. Weight training will help you look good naked. Now, we all like to look good naked. Of course we do. When we want to look in the mirror, we want to be proud of the bodies that we own or we're in. It doesn't necessarily have to be bulging six pack, you know, massive chest and shoulders and quads, like streamlined as anything. But when you look at yourself, you want to feel good within yourself. You want to feel like you've worked hard for what you're seeing in the mirror. And also, there's always an element of attracting a partner. That element of being deemed more attractive. Of course, people want to feel more attractive to a partner. And that is what weight training will give you. Because the confidence you gain from that, knowing that you've worked your absolute arse off for that, you'll be proud to stand there and feel more attractive within yourself. And that energy, when you feel it, is what you'll give out. And what you give out, you get back. And that all comes from lifting weights. And lastly, to finish on a nicer, lighter note, I should say, not nicer, but a lighter note, weight training is actually fun. Once you get through the initial phase of feeling like you kind of force yourself to get to the gym, you might actually realize that, oh, I really do enjoy this and I can really see myself sticking with this. Because yes, sometimes you might be like, oh, I really cannot be asked. And hey, newsflash guys, coaches feel like that probably 70% of the time. I definitely do. But once you get in there and you have your plan or you have those exercises you're working on, when you lift more, you start to think, do you know what? I'm actually enjoying this process of seeing myself getting stronger. And not only that, you can make the exercises fun. You can switch up. There are so many different components with weight training that you can have more fun with. You can have, it could be a playground. And the more experience you get, the more fun you can have because you feel more confident expressing yourself in that gym environment more. So guys, that is the 8 reasons why you should lift weights. So I'm going to go through them again one by one. Number 1, weight training will make you feel strong and fit. 2, it will help you burn more fat. 3, your energy levels will increase tenfold. 4, it will teach you discipline and hard work. 5, it will make you healthier when it comes to your immune system. 6, it will improve poor posture. 7, weight training will help you look good naked and be deemed more attractive to a partner. And 8, weight training is fun. So guys, if you have any questions about anything I've spoken about in this episode, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram, send me a DM, or feel free to email me in the link on this podcast, and I will always be happy to answer any questions about this podcast, or if you just have any questions in general. But until next time, guys, I hope you enjoyed that one. And if you're sitting on the fence when it comes to being consistent with your routine or lifting weights, just take that leap. And that is where your personal, beautiful growth will happen.